وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. Before I answer your question, directly I would like to give you a principle. I help you regarding this matter and a similar cases to it. My dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى, be careful from the way of تلبيسات إبليس. The tricks of Iblis and the Shaitan. The tricks of Shaitan sometimes is not about dropping you in something wrong. No. Sometimes in something that is a sin, I mean, wrong in terms of its clear sin. Sometimes from Tabis Iblis, if he couldn't drag you to a sin, he would drag you to kind of waste, even though it's not in the sin category in general. The main thing is for him to slow you down and make you more far or more or less rewardable, for example. From the tricks of Shaitan, sometimes he will drag you to practice something that is a less rewardable for yourself, or neglecting things that is more important for yourself, because anyway it's kind of harm for yourself, and this is targeted. So be careful from this kind of trick. One of his tricks is playing on the point of ikhlas, sincerity. Sometimes Iblis and Shaitan, the Shaitan from his evil ways, pushing people to leave a lot of good things out of waswas, whispering. This whispering is about ikhlas point. Tell them that you don't have enough sincerity, you don't have enough ikhlas. It could affect your ikhlas. Better you leave this worship, better you leave this great reward, better you leave this kind of method, because maybe you are not going to have the same ikhlas. You understand, you know? And this trick will be applied and accepted from those who they don't understand the meaning of mujahadatun nafs, the meaning of jihad, fighting with yourself, fighting with the shaitan yourself, to remain on the good path. Allah Jalla Ala said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who they make jihad for sake of us, we're going to guide them to our correct path. So you need to understand that there is no such matter for the believer. I will never leave something because I'm scared that I'm not going to have ikhlas. No. I will do it according to my ability, and I will try my best to have sincerity and ikhlas to Allah. So yeah, this is how it's supposed to be. You understand me, Al-Kareem, Habdakallah? So always you need to remain this kind of understanding inside your heart. Always you need to keep it. Always fight with your heart. Fight with the feelings for sake of making all your life for sake of Allah Ta'ala. Not just this worship or that worship. قال الله تعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي. My prayers, my slaughtering, my life and my death is for sake of Allah Ta'ala. لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت. This is the order of Allah Ta'ala to us. وأنا أول مسلم. I'm the first one responsible for this. Is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and we are after him. This is how it's supposed to be. Always you need to have this kind of understanding inside you. Because if you open this door, you will never close it. You must know it's just a first step for the devil to disturb you and to drag you to something wrong. Play with the point of ikhlas with yourself. Then after that, you're going to try to find other tricks, words and honors, until he make you leave all religion. Because of fear, because of worries, because of doubts, because of iswas, whispering, the shaitan, etc. No. You always keep this kind of weapon in your hands. مجاهدة النفس. قال سفيان رحمه الله تعالى ما جاهدت نفسي على شيء ما جاهدتها على حملها على الإخلاص. I never do jihad myself with something like how I do it. I do jihad with it in terms of carry it always to be among إخلاص. Sincerity of Allah عز وجل. The point, my dear brother, is you will never stop this kind of jihad until you die. You are not going to stop this kind of fighting until you die. Always do the best khair with the mujahada. Whenever the shaitan drag you that you don't have ikhlas or you don't have ikhlas, leave it. No. Face him and do jihad with him and with yourself, and try your best to make it for sake of Allah Ta'ala. Habibullah Ra'ali. Now let us apply this in your case. Look. Qala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. Seven types of people Allah Jalla Ala will remain under shade when the sun is too close for the people. One of these categories is those people who are attached to the masajid. So you're asking about doing this kind of khair when you are staying in the masjid, when the ribat fi sabilillah, angels and the malaika will give you dua because you are sitting in the place where you prayed in the masjid with your tahara. It's a great reward from all ways. How many ahadith, how many narrations, even the Quran, Allah Jalla wa'ala commanded, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this one recommended that for us to stay in the masjid how much we can, because of great and massive reward, keep you far from the evil of this dunya according to your ability, without neglecting other rights. So absolutely, it's a great khayr, ya akhi kareem, habibakallahu ta'ala, especially in these great days, Ramadan, etc. It will never be compared with you staying in your own house. And the excuse of ikhlas is not a reasonable excuse, is not a correct excuse. It's a dangerous method. So fight it, do jihad with it for sake of Allah ta'ala, to remain firm on this great worship, remaining in the masjid doing all kind of dhikr and Quran and khair and seek knowledge, and at the same time force yourself to be on ikhlas how much you can whenever your attention being banned, whenever your attention is banned, because start to like people praising you, start to like this, do jihad with it, you retain it back to its correct path, and it's possible. And remember always, الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُ سُبُلًا. Whoever did jihad for sake of us, Allah Jalla said what? We're gonna guide them to the straight path. You'll be guided, inshallah, don't worry. Just do it. وَفَقَهَ اللَّهُ.